Woke Apple accused of racism by employees who don't want to return to the office. By Lucas Nolan on May 3, 2022. A group of 200 Apple employees calling themselves Apple Together recently wrote an open letter condemning the company's choices to bring staffers back to offices and accusing the woke tech giant of racism. According to the employees, Apple asking employees to return to the office is actually an attempt to make the workforce younger, whiter, and male-dominated. The Daily Mail reports that in a recent open letter to Apple CEO Tim Cook, a group of approximately 200 Apple employees called Apple Together accused the company's recent push to have employees return to the office as racist. The employees are calling for Apple to introduce a hybrid work schedule allowing employees to return to offices 3 days a week. The open letter claimed that Tim Cook's push for in-person working is an attempt to make the company younger, whiter, and male-dominated. Apple's latest inclusion and diversity report stated that the company's employees are roughly 65% male and 35% female, with 43% being white and 9% identifying as black. The Apple Together employee group stated that the return to in-person work increased the disparities at the firm and will lead to privileges deciding who can work for Apple instead of who'd be the most suitable for the job. The open letter stated, "Apple will likely always find people willing to work here. But our current policies requiring everyone to relocate to the office their team happens to be based in, and being in the office at least 3 fixed days of the week, will change the makeup of our workforce. It will make Apple younger, whiter, more male-dominated, more neuronormative, more able-bodied. In short, it will lead to privileges deciding who can work for Apple, not who'd be the best fit. Privileges like being born into the right place so you don't have to relocate, or being young enough to start a new life in a new city/country or having a stay-at-home spouse who will move with you. And privileges like being born into a gender that society doesn't expect the majority of care work from, so it's easy to disappear into an office all day, without doing your fair share of unpaid work in society. Or being rich enough to pay others to do your care work for you." The letter goes on to invoke a quote from Apple founder Steve Jobs, who previously stated, "It doesn't make sense to hire smart people and then tell them what to do. We hire smart people so they can tell us what to do." The letter continues to say, "Here we are, the smart people that you hired. And we are telling you what to do. Please get out of our way. There is no one-size-fits-all solution. Let us decide how we work best, and let us do the best work of our lives." Apple has not directly responded to the letter. However, following a similar request from employees in July of 2022, Senior Vice President of Retail and People Deirdre O'Brien pushed for a return to the office, stating, "We believe that in-person collaboration is essential to our culture and our future. If we take a moment to reflect on our unbelievable product launches this past year, the products and the launch execution were built upon the base of years of work that we did when we were all together in person." Read more at the Daily Mail here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.